Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens, at the heart of Irish homes for over 40 years. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Just a reminder of what's coming up in the next hour of the programme. We'll find out why a battle is being fought over Elvis Presley's Graceland as his actress granddaughter Riley Keough fights to keep it in the family. Broken toasters, old mobile phones, the puzzle of chargers stuffed in the kitchen drawer of shame. We're going to learn about how to deal with electronic waste and if you think you might be entitled to a UK pension. Owen McGee has some valuable advice. That's all coming up after 11. Now though, donorflation caused consternation in Germany. Consumers there were calling on politicians to bring in a price cap on the rising cost of doner kebabs in Germany. What is the situation here when it comes to takeaway? Is your purse taking a battering over the price of a fish supper or a bag of chips? And are you wondering why your favourite pizza, your Chinese, your Indian treat takeaway has gone up in price? Well, to talk us through why prices might be rising, I'm joined now in the studio by Adam Maguire, RTE business journalist. Hello, Adam.
How are you?
Hope you liked my pun there with the battering. Takeaways, though, they've long been a feature of our diet, our Irish diet.
Yeah, they really had, like, the chipper, the Chinese, long been part of our diet here. And it's grown dramatically, though, in recent years. A large part of that, of course, due to COVID, when the local takeaway was pretty much your only option. If you didn't want to cook for yourself, you had to. You weren't going to go out and get a meal somewhere. And of course, that also led to a shift in what it meant to be a takeaway, because all those restaurants that were forced to close during the height of the pandemic quickly shifted to a takeaway business. And we had all those pop-up cafes and, you know, on the side of the road and in GAA car parks and everything. And in a lot of cases, they kept those options going even when in-person dining, in-house dining returned. And that's in no small part due to the other big growth factor of takeaways, which is the explosion of delivery apps like Just Eat, Deliveroo and Uber Eats, because they've made it so much easier for restaurants to add on a takeaway option. You know, they handle all the infrastructure, they'll handle the delivery for you as well if you want. So you don't really need to do any extra work or much extra work. You don't have to employ extra people to do that. And of course, they're convenient for consumers too, because you have all your options there in one place. You don't have to set up accounts with multiple different takeaways to try something new. You don't have to have cash on hand. You can just pay it for it all in the app. So all of that, probably no surprise, has led to an explosion in the amount we're spending on takeaways. Just Eat's food delivery report for last year suggested the average consumer spends nearly €47 each a month on takeaways, an estimated €2.2 billion before VAT spent on takeaways in the country last year.
Valuable business then for, you know, the takeaway business. But takeaways are getting more expensive. Is that what we're finding out?
Yeah, I think they definitely are. Now, it's hard to find concrete evidence of this or specifics on how much the price has risen by. The best we can do in terms of official data is the Central Statistics Office Consumer Price Index, which has a category for restaurants, cafes, fast food and takeaway food. So it is bundled in there with, well, all the restaurants and cafes as well. But give us an indication anyway of where things are going. So in that category, prices are 25% higher over the past 4 years between April 2020 and April just gone. So if that was reflective of a takeaway, it would mean that one that would have cost you €25 4 years ago is costing you €31 now. So a bit of a rise. Although I just out of curiosity, I dug through my emails. I found a chipper order from that I'd on one of the delivery platforms from January 2020. It cost me €23.60 then. I priced it up. It would have cost me €35 today. That's a 48% increase. Now, it's not scientific. That's one order from
it's
one takeaway.
It's great research. I love it.
I did a lot of research for this.
Adam's receipts.
But you know, I think everyone, even if we don't have specific data, everyone can feel that the price is
going up. We all know they're going up. So then we need to know why, and can we find out why?
Well, of course, we've all endured the significant rise in the cost of consumer goods in the past 2 or 3 years, and businesses like takeaways have also endured that as well. One restaurant owner I spoke to said the cost of everything he uses, even the paint on the wall, has gone up in the last few years. And that's reflected in the data that CSO publishes around wholesale prices, which is what the business would pay for its goods, its ingredients, its bits and pieces before it gets to the consumer. So if you go through the most recent wholesale price index, which came out yesterday, meat and meat products, for example, prices up nearly 32% in the past 4 years.
That'll
obviously
do it.
Very important when it comes to a takeaway. Fish prices 29% higher over the same period. Fruit and vegetable prices, which is very important for the likes of your chip, sipper 20.5% higher over 4 years. The wholesale price of drinks, so the likes of fizzy drinks, would be up 23% since April 2020. Bakery and farinaceous products, which isn't just your burger bun, but also pasta and noodles, are about 5.5% higher.
Farinaceous.
Farinaceous, yeah. I think
that's a new word for me.
Even paper prices, we've discussed this before, paper prices are up. So the packaging that your takeaway comes in is
wrapping
more expensive
burger,
now,
yeah,
as well. Everything really more expensive, mm-hmm, for a takeaway.
We had the Kerry grocer, was a health food shop owner, Dan Horan, on the programme recently, and he was talking about the shortage in Kerr's Pinks, the potatoes. He hasn't seen the like of it in decades. And you mentioned the chipper there. Are they struggling with a potato shortage?
Yeah, this has actually been an issue for a couple of years, because it first raised its head, you might remember, in the early kind of stages of Brexit tensions, because Irish chippers tend to source their favourite potato from the British market, and there was fears of disruption of trade there would mean that they'd have to switch or there'd be limited supply. But more recently, the issue is around the weather and climate change and the impact it's having on farmers. So we've had very wet weather early this year that's delayed the planting of potato crops in Ireland and in Britain as well. And there's been disappointing harvests for a number of years now. So supply to the market is impacted. And when you have strong demand and weak supply, the prices go up. But unfortunately, chippers are particularly exposed to this, because big retail chains would have pricing agreements with farmers that they obviously have. They can buy in bulk. They agree the price well in advance, and then you stick to that price, mm-hmm, no matter what. Whereas a small operator like a takeaway doesn't have that buying power and probably buys as they need it at market price. So they're much more exposed to any kind of volatility in price. So the price goes up, they have to pay it, whereas the big guys have an agreement in place.
And anytime we've been talking about rising prices, we always come to the one that affects everybody, and that's the energy cost.
Yeah, of course. And if you think about a takeaway, you know, they've large ovens, they've massive grills, deep fat fryers, all running for hours and hours a day, huge amount of energy. So when the price of energy spiked a little over 2 years ago, their bills jumped as well. And we know that consumer prices did as well, but they were somewhat insulated from the wholesale market, whereas businesses like takeaways weren't so much. Again, they were more exposed to the volatilities of the market. So, you know, you might have seen a takeaway, their energy bill went from €1,000 a month to €4,000 or €5,000 a month almost overnight. And you know, the wholesale price of energy is falling. As of April of this year, it was down nearly 30% year on year. It's nearly 60% lower compared to 2022. But that's from a very high base. That's from, you know, the post-Russian invasion of Ukraine. And when you look at the bigger picture, you take that, you know, four-year period, for example, compared to kind of early stages of the pandemic, prices are way up still, even with the most recent fall. So according to the CSO Wholesale Price Index, electricity prices three times higher now than they were in April 2020. Wholesale gas prices up more than 60% in the same period. So they're paying a lot more for the energy.
So there, we've seen where a lot of the increases are coming from there. But are we looking at labour costs going up as well for takeaways?
Yeah, absolutely. And like, the Restaurants Association of Ireland would say that the food sector in general is very sensitive to things like minimum wage hikes. And you can imagine that's particularly true of the takeaway sector. You know, a lot of younger people working there, maybe while they're in college, they probably wouldn't have, you know, pension schemes in place. They wouldn't have sick pay entitlements above and beyond the bare minimum. So when those bare minimum obligations change, it has a big impact on the costs, the labour costs. And of course, the other big thing that's been a focal point of restaurants and similar businesses, and something that was mentioned when you were talking about nightclubs and so on, was the VAT rate as well. Mm-hmm. It was 9%. It's gone back up now since September to 12.5%. And VAT is a consumer tax. In theory, at least, when it goes up or down, it should directly impact the price that consumers pay. So if it goes up, back up to 12.5%, it's going to push up prices as well. But there is another, you'd almost say, a little hidden tax, nothing to do with the government, that people are paying as well that they might not realise that's going on too.
What's that?
Well, we spoke about the food delivery apps and how they've exploded in recent years, and they've helped give restaurants a platform that they didn't have before. But that comes at a cost, because a restaurant or takeaway has to pay to set up on these platforms, and they have to pay a commission on each order they receive as well. So to find out kind of more about this, I got in touch with Just Eat, Uber Eats and Deliveroo to find out about their commissions and their charges. They say, yes, there is an activation cost and a commission. They were a little bit cagey about giving me too much detail around the details of that, though. Just Eat said they couldn't tell me what the commission was for commercial sensitivity reasons. Uber Eats, to its credit, did say that they charge a commission of between 13 and 30%, depending on the circumstances. And from what I've seen and spoken to people, that's roughly what the others charge as well. So you get charged on the lower side if you handle your own delivery. Someone in the industry said maybe you might get a better rate if you agree to go exclusive with one of those platforms rather than being on all of them. Or if you're one of the big guys and they really want you on the platform, they'll give you a more attractive rate as well. One way or the other, though, you're maybe handing over 15, 20, even 30 cent per euro of your order to these platforms
as
well. But if you decide not to listen on the app, then you're missing out on all these customers. You know, it's a great kind of platform to be on. These people aren't going to go looking for you. They go onto the app. They find what they want as well. So you're going to miss out on orders. So you kind of have to be on there. And people say like being on these apps is as much about marketing a brand as it is about being a convenient option for you as well.
Okay, so now we know why the chips and all the rest are a little bit more expensive, sometimes a lot more expensive than they were. Adam, thank you so much. That's Adam McGuire.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.